Christian friends, as the weather gets more and more wintry, and we head into the home stretch of the semester when all of those assignments start to come due, now let me offer you a deal. How would you like the free gift of a vacation condo, a 5-star unit on a warm and sunny beach? Sounds good, doesn't it? Want to accept that? Its picture is on the cover of your worship folder, along with the property description. This is my favorite image of heaven, a vacation condo. And Jesus said, as he left this world to return to heaven, "In my Father's house are many mansions. I'm going there to prepare one of them for you." This is the Beyond a Lifetime part of Bethany Lutheran College's slogan, and we pray that you are learning of it well here. But we're not there yet. And my subject today is not heaven, but it's getting there. That's what the apostle is talking about in today's reading, and we turn our attention to Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14, and these are not the words that are printed in your worship folder. That's verses 20 and 21. Tomorrow's reading found its way in there by mistake, so you'll have to listen carefully, please. Where St. Paul says, "Not that I have already obtained all this," which is heaven, "or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." These are the words. Paul is talking here about maturity. As you know, you can't always judge maturity by chronological age. And that goes as well for Christian maturity. A mature Christian knows that there are two ways to insult our Lord. One involves doing things, and the other involves not doing things. In this reading, it might sound on the surface like St. Paul is talking about doing things to earn heaven. He says he's straining toward that goal. But you don't need to look very deeply into this reading to understand that that would be a mistaken understanding. He says, "I press on to take hold of what? That for which Christ Jesus took hold of me." It's Jesus' work, he's saying, not ours, that wins us heaven. And he makes this even more clear in a verse previous to our reading where he says, "That I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith." Paul is saying there's no righteousness of his or our own that earns heaven. And any thought that we can do anything to earn heaven insults our Lord. It suggests that his work isn't sufficient. It says that his life and his suffering and his death to win heaven for us wasn't enough. Paul here does speak of straining to reach his goal of heaven, but it's not to earn heaven. He knows better than to insult his Lord by thinking that we do something to earn heaven, when Jesus did it all for us and gives us this heavenly home as a free gift. Now, rather, Paul is talking here about the other way to insult our Lord, and that's by not doing things. Once we know that we have heaven as a free gift due to the life and death and suffering and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, once we know that, it's an insult to him not to do things, if his wonderful sacrifice doesn't change us, we're saying that his work makes no difference. And that too is an insult to our Lord. In the verse following our reading, Paul says, all of us who are mature should take such a view of things. Let's just live up to what we have already attained. Let's just live up to what we have already attained. And this is the Christian maturity to which Paul urges us. He's talking about getting there. He's talking about living the life of a child of God in this world. He's talking about knowing and living what it's like to be in the family of God here on earth. And he's saying that it's a life of focus, and it's a life of rededication. Paul here talks the language of an athlete in training, and many of you have been there and done that. The season is on. You work out, and you practice hard, and your mind is on the coming game all the time, and you put behind you all the losses of the past, but you sweat and you strain toward the goal of winning. That's the dedicated and focused life of a mature Christian. And it's not to earn heaven, that's done for us, but it's to show gratitude for what Jesus did for us, and that's making a difference. And how do we do it today? How do we strain toward what is ahead, as Paul says, and press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called us heavenward in Christ Jesus? Well, you know how, because you're a mature Christian, and you know how to repent of your sins every day, and you know how to find comfort and cling to Jesus Christ in faith, and you know how to work to be worthy of where, as we heard yesterday, he has appointed us. And you know how to be the best student you can be in these closing days of the semester. And you're about doing that already. And you can spiritualize your studies because you know you're doing it for Jesus. And you can spiritualize your life plans because you know you're living for Jesus. And you can study God's will for you. And you can focus and rededicate yourself to what you learn. Which is a stronger motivation? Fear or gratitude? The mature Christian knows that the best motivation is not fear that we won't make it, but the best motivation is rather gratitude that through Christ we have made it. And that's what makes us work really hard. Knowing that our Lord has forgiven not only all of our sins, but also our immature Christian laziness. It'll be wonderful, that gift vacation condo. Think of it often. No thought of cancer, no fear of death, endless joy. We could go on and revel in all of the wonderful scriptural descriptions of how it will be. We'll see you there and have you over. But not yet. Now it's still time for rededication and focus for Jesus' sake. Thanks be to God. Let's join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, we continue with the hymn. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Depart in peace.